Mike pulls me by the rider bar onto the magic carpet lift, and we move, both standing on our snowboards up the slight but steady incline of Rabbit Lane. The magic carpet is like a conveyor belt, and the people on it, mostly young children, a few parents, a couple of instructors, Mike and me, remind me of pieces of luggage at the airport or groceries at the supermarket riding along a ribbon of black rubber waiting to be scanned. I look around for Bob and Lucy, both wanting them to see me and praying that they don't. What is Bob going to think when he sees me on a handicapped snowboard? Will he think I've given in to my neglect and given up? Have I given up? Is this accommodating or failing? Should I have waited until I'm recovered enough to ski like I used to? What if that never happens? Are my only two acceptable choices sitting in the booth in the lodge or skiing like I did before the accident with nothing in between? What if someone from work is here for the weekend and sees me? What if Richard is here and sees me clutching onto a grab bar guided by an instructor from the New England Handicapped Sports Association? I don't want anyone to see me like this. What am I doing? This might have been a really impulsive, really bad decision. As we approach the top, which isn't the top of anything but simply the arbitrary end of the magic carpet, visible from the booth I was safely sitting in back in the lodge before I had to go nosing around, the anxious chatter in my head grows louder and stronger, blooming into a full-fledged panic. I've changed my mind. I don't want to do this. I don't want to snowboard. I want to go back to my booth and work on my word search puzzles. I want to be at the bottom of the hill. But we're at the top of the lift now, and there is no magic carpet ride to the bottom. And unlike the kids who freeze up and freak out for their own legitimate and irrational reasons, I can't decide to abandon my board and walk the moderate distance to the bottom. My granny cane is back inside the Nesta building, and I can't imagine that Mike would agree to assist me down the hill on foot without at least my giving the snowboard an honest try. Mike yanks me to the side so I don't cause a pileup at the end of the conveyor belt. He then turns and faces me and places his hands outside of mine on the rider bar. "Ready?" he asks, his teeth all excited. "No," I say, clenching mine, trying not to cry. "Sure you are. Let's start by sliding forward a little." He leans downhill, and we begin to move. Whether I like it or not, and it's decidedly not, I'm about to snowboard. "Great, Sarah. How does it feel?" How does it feel? It feels like excitement and terror are tumbling around inside my chest like clothes in a dryer. Each second I'm overwhelmed with one and then the other. "I don't know." "Let's try turning. Remember, peeing in the woods to go left, squatting over the toilet to go right. Forward and up on your toes, back and on your heels. Let's try forward first." I rock my hips forward and we begin to turn left. And that feels horribly wrong. I lock up my knees, stack my hips over my thighs, and stand upright. I lose all control over my balance, but then I feel Mike correcting for me, and he keeps me from falling down. "What happened?" he asks. "I don't like turning left. I can't see where I'm going before we're already there, and it scares me." "Don't worry. I'll keep an eye out for where we're going. I promise we won't hit anyone or anything, okay?" I don't want to go left." "Okay. Let's slide a little, and when you're ready, go back on your heels and turn right." He nudges backward on the rider bar, and we begin sliding down the hill together. After a few seconds, I go back onto my heels, squatting over the imaginary toilet, and we turn to the right. I return my hips to neutral, and we slide forward. I decide to do it again. Squat, heels, neutral, forward. Squat, heels, neutral, forward. "Great, Sarah! You're snowboarding!" "I am?" I release my concentration from the death grip it's got on the separate steps of what I'm doing and begin to realize the whole of what I'm doing. Slide, turn, slide. Slide, turn, slide. "I'm snowboarding. How do you feel?" he asks. How do I feel? Even though Mike is maintaining my balance and checking my speed, I decide when we turn and when we go downhill. I feel free and independent. And even though I'm holding on to a handicap bar, and normal snowboards don't have handicap bars, I don't feel abnormal or handicapped. Walking with neglect is so belabored and choppy, requiring miles of effort to drag myself a few miserable feet. As we glide down the hill on our snowboards, I feel fluid and graceful and natural. I feel the sun and breeze on my face. I feel joy. We come to a stop at the bottom, still facing each other. I look at Mike's smiling face and see my reflection in his polarized sunglasses. My teeth look as huge and excited as his do. How do I feel? I feel like Mike hurled a huge rock through the glass wall of my preconceptions, hitting it dead center, shattering my fear into a million glittery pieces on the snow around me. I feel unburdened and beyond grateful. I feel like I want to do that again. Awesome, let's go! Now on flat terrain, Mike pops one of his boots out of the binding and tows me by the rider bar over to the magic carpet. Because he's with Nessa, we're heading to the front, cutting the entire line.
Mommy! Mommy!
It's Lucy, standing next to Bob in line ahead of us, and Charlie is with them. Mike pulls me alongside them, and I introduce him to my family. Look at you, says Bob, surprised to see me, but beaming, not a trace of disappointment or judgment in his words or in his eyes, where I can always see his truth. Look at me, I say, bursting with childlike pride. I'm a snowboarder, just like Charlie. Charlie looks me up and down, inspecting the validity of this statement, lingering on Mike's gloved hand, which is resting on my rider bar, deciding if my declaration needs qualifying, if my enthusiasm needs a reality check. Cool, he says. She just had her first run and did awesome. She's a natural, says Mike. We were about to do one more run before lunch, says Bob. Can you join us? Can we jump in here, I ask. Sure, says Mike, and he pulls me into line behind Lucy. We ride the magic carpet and gather together at the top. Ready? Mike asks. I nod. He leans back, and we begin to slide. Slide, turn, slide. I smile as we're snowboarding, knowing that Bob and the kids are hanging back to watch me, knowing that Bob is probably smiling too. I'm at the top of Rabbit Lane instead of the summit, and I'm on a handicapped snowboard instead of skis, but nothing about this experience feels less than 100%, less than perfect. I'm on the mountain with my family. I'm here. Slide, turn, slide. Smile.